me when I call. Big balls.
Good morning, Arizona homeowners and all visiting football fans from the Southeast. I hear Clemson, South Carolina is a beautiful little city. I've never been there.
I've been to Atlanta. And where was Rachel in North Carolina? Fort Bragg?
Right near there. Little town called...
So I've been to...
Going to take me.
I've been to Bragg.
Stanford.
Stanford.
I can't remember.
Okay. But that's one little corner. I haven't gone in through the South Carolinas.
Awful pretty country. If you're here visiting, welcome. It's going to be a great game. We've got a beautiful facility for you to watch the game in, and we have dialed up the perfect Arizona weather for you all to come out and enjoy and appreciate. I was listening to a radio show the other day, and Wynn Holden from Arizona Highways was co-hosting the show with Pat McMahon, and they also had some folks on there from the Arizona Office of Tourism, and they were talking about the impact this broadcast will have on the Arizona economy, not just this weekend, but the fact that people will come out, see Arizona. We really needed Michigan State to win. We really needed more Michiganders here, you know, and then I can start handing out my real estate card.
And it seemed like there was a news on one of the TVs out in the station at break that they've got some toxic water issue now in Michigan. So they've got this freezing snow and this toxic water.
I didn't.
So yeah, bringing in 100,000 of them into this state at this time of year, how many of those would relocate within a year?
Y'all, welcome to Arizona. We're here talking football because we love the sport, especially college football. But go Cardinals. We've got a bye week here, but going into the playoffs next week, that'll be fun. But we're a home improvement show, and we're on every Saturday morning. We've been here for 28 years. We broadcast on 6 stations across 9 different sticks that cover the state of Arizona. Right here in Phoenix, of course, it's 92.3 KTAR. Down in Tucson, it's KNST 1490.
We've got
790, I'm sorry.
Yes.
What was I thinking?
I
don't know either. KGVY in Green Valley. We've got Flagstaff, 93.5 Calf Country. In Sedona, it's 780 Chasm. And in Prescott and Prescott Valley in the Quad City areas, it's KQNA, 1130 AM. So we take our home building remodeling experience and put it to work for you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you're trying to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, we show up every Saturday morning to answer your phone-in or text-in questions, which is new feature to the show.
411-923. You can text your 120-character message there.
No pictures.
The system does not allow pictures. You have to email those to info, I-N-F-O, at rosieonthehouse.com.
We are here making ourselves available to you, the Arizona homeowners. Our goal is to become your best friend. We do it through the radio show. We do it through the website, rosieonthehouse.com, which is seeing how many unique page visits a month right now, Romeo?
So in the neighborhood of 35, I think.
35?
Yes, sir. 1,000?
Yeah, okay. That's better than 35.
Yeah. Sorry, 35,000.
Yes, okay. So we also publish in 4 newspapers across the state of Arizona, in the Arizona Republic in the home section every Saturday. Well, you'll find our article today, the 10 most commonly asked DIY questions from 2015, which we're going to cover here this morning. In the Casa Grande Dispatch on Sunday, we do a kind of a best of whatever questions we're getting from the Pinal County area. We're also in the Green Valley News every Friday. We're in the Arizona Daily Star down in Tucson on every Sunday. And again, those are with questions that you homeowners from Pima County are sending to us. We answer your questions here on air and in the newspaper, all for the purpose of trying to protect you from making a mistake as it relates to repairing or remodeling your home. Which reminds me, the Arizona Register of Contractors has put out a most wanted list.
Oh, they got a new one? Did they get everyone from the old list rounded
up? Well, didn't you take a call, or was it Stan that took a call at the office this week by a woman who had paid a deposit for a remodeling project. The guy has since virtually disappeared, won't return phone calls, and she can't get the process done.
That must have been Stan. I would have remembered that.
Well, it wasn't this man, but this man has been posted to the most wanted list. His name is Donald Libby. He has had prior contractor licenses valid, but as far as I can tell right now, he doesn't have any valid now, and he is taking deposits, taking progress draws, and not completing any of the work. Mm. So he's actually been posted on the most wanted list here in Arizona.
Do you have the name of any of the companies or aliases he's working under?
Yeah, he was working under D&Z Custom Tile. It was one of the companies he was working under. So Donald Libby, beware. There's the fella that was mistreating the woman that called our office this week. They said, well, that's not Libby, but he's a repeat offender. We know who it is, so we can go track him down real quick. So it's a process in dealing with Arizona contractors that we highly recommend that you ensure that they are licensed by the state of Arizona for a lot of reasons. It buys you, the homeowner, one extra layer of protection. And I can tell you, it doesn't necessarily guarantee that they're a great company, but it certainly goes a long way to establish their credibility. Of the 40,000 licensed contractors we have in Arizona, only about 5% of them regularly get complaints. 95% of them generally do a pretty good job. If one licensed contractor mistreats you, goes out of business, or disappears, you actually have recourse through the Arizona Register of Contractors to recoup some of the money you've been cheated out of. That's one of the reasons we encourage you to check to make sure they're licensed. Their license number must be posted on their business card.
Six digits.
Must be posted on their contract. Must be posted on all of their advertising. And take the time to go to the Register of Contractors website and verify that number coincides with that company name and the qualifying party. All information you can find very easily at azroc.gov. AZROC stands for Registrar of Contractors. The search is very easy to conduct. During this Great Recession, we had a lot of unemployed tradespeople that would simply go to that website, pull a license number, stamp it on a card, and give the
claim it was theirs.
Give the appearance of being licensed. But you have to check. There's other things that you can check. You have to check to make sure that they're insured and that the policy isn't going to expire before your project is projected to be completed. All of these tips and more you can find at rosieonthehouse.com under the buyer's guide, how to pick a contractor. We get calls literally all week long from homeowners that have been cheated. They knew better. It's one of the first things they always say, I know I should have done this, but, you know. Well, we can't help you unless the person you're using happens to be Rosie certified. And then if they're Rosie certified, we can do any and everything we need to do to make sure it's correct. But I can tell you, if they're Rosie certified, you're not going to be having those problems. You can find them at rosieonthehouse.com. We're very honored to say that for 7 years in a row, we've been voted the number one contractor referral directory in the entire state of Arizona, beating out any national referral network that just happens to be half as old as we are. Our referral
network. At best.
Yep. And any other local referral network. Rosie on the House has the tightest screen contractors you can find. And you can see some of them today down in Casa Grande at the Casa Grande Home Show, at the Outlet Mall just south of town as well. When's the Tucson Home Show? Is that this weekend or is that next week?
There is an American Home Show going on at the Tucson as well.
Yep. And you can find the Rosie on the House partners there as well.
It's called the Arizona Home Furnishing Outlets in Casa Grande, I-10 exit 198, Jimmy Kerr Boulevard. And the road recently changed names. But right now it's called Tangier Drive in Casa Grande.
Yeah, it's just right off the highway. You just go south of Casa Grande. It's right on Interstate 10, the west side of the highway. And they've got the car show going on in the parking lot there as well. 10 to 4, I'll be driving down there right after the broadcast and manning a Rosie on the House booth with Noel.
No tickets necessary. It's free to the public. Just go down and show up. Have a good time.
All right. So we're here for you, the Arizona homeowner. You can join the conversation at the top of the hour. We always try and clear any calls just to allow as many people as possible to get in. Our toll-free number, wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona, is 1-888-767-4348. And Romy, before we go to this list that's in the newspaper today, I want to hit on another topic that I'm being asked a lot in public when I'm in our public appearances. They want to know, Rosie, is it still a good time to buy Arizona real estate?
That one.
Have the prices come up to the point where they're no longer any good deals? So I did a little research into the hottest real estate markets in America. 11 of the top 20 are in California. Texas?
For good buys, like price on the dollar?
They're the hottest real estate markets in the country.
Okay.
Okay, not the best buy, the hottest markets.
11 of the top 20
are California.
Are in California. Wow.
2 are in Texas, 2 are in Colorado, 2 are in Florida, Tennessee, Indiana, and Michigan all have one city in this. And Arizona's not even listed. So our real estate market hasn't heated up to the point that it isn't still a great bargain.
And what was the source? You said you did some research. Is this like Realtors?
This is the National Association of Home Builders.
Oh. So
San Francisco tops the list, and number 20 is Midland, Texas. But number 16, believe it or not, absolutely incredible, Detroit, Michigan.
What? Is there that many vacant properties now?
Oh, boy, man, isn't that the truth? When we get back, it's your calls at 1-888-767-4348 and the top 10 do-it-yourself questions asked at Rosie on the House in 2015.